Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello, we'll try again. Good evening, or good day, or whatever you are. It's evening here in the UK. It's I would say a lovely evening, but it's not. It's tipping down rain. It has been for the last 2 days, to be honest with you. And it's wet. Well, today's show is going to be no different to any other show. We have our producer back in the hot chair there, and thank you, Robert, for coming back with us and joining us. I know Robert's been very poorly the last couple of days, so I'm sure that all our thoughts are being off to Robert as we've been filling in for Robert. So welcome back there, Robert. It's always a pleasure to have you back. Now, today's show, there is no guest as such. I do have two lovely people online with me. I have two people that's going to be our new host that starts on Mondays. And those two people are Jeanette Coombs and Sarah May. Good evening, ladies.
Hi there, Mike.
Hello.
Hi, Jeanette. Hi, Sarah. How are you both doing?
Yeah, we're really doing good, thanks.
Well, I was going to say, let's try and keep it to one at a time here now. One at a time. I can't handle two women in one go.
Jeanette, you go first and I'll go after.
Okay. Hi, Mike. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Jeanette. I want to talk to you a little bit about your show that's coming live on Mike Spirit FM. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be not tomorrow, but a week tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Half past 9, 7th of May, UK time. Really, really looking forward to it with my friend and colleague, Sarah May. We've got...
Okay, just cut in there. That's half past 9 a.m., isn't it, in the UK time?
Yeah, half past 9 a.m., yeah.
A.m., okay, that's fine. And... Gwen, you were saying you were really looking forward with your colleague, Sarah?
Yeah, my friend and my colleague, Sarah, we're both psychic mediums. We both work on the television in the UK. We've decided to do this, which is really great because it's a different opportunity to connect with different people. And we've got some really great ideas about the topics of the show and just to keep it bubbly and light and just to really connect to people in a really positive way, actually, Mike. I'm really looking forward to it.
Good. And I know that you've already created a page on Facebook, haven't you? Do you want to give us that link to that Facebook page that you have now?
Yeah, it's a group, and it's an open group, and the group is called Guiding Lights. So if you'd like to get involved and get interactive with us on that would be fantastic. Just find us and, just like it. And we'll send us a friend request to become part of it. Really interesting because it kind of it's an open page that anybody who's spiritual can come and interact and leave their comments and their thoughts. And obviously, it's about the show as well. and what we're talking about. So we'll be putting our weekly blogs on there as well the day before, so that people can see what topics you're going to be bringing in. So it's going to be a very diverse, interesting show.
Good. And so let's have Sarah on a minute. And Sarah.
Hello.
Hi. So are you just as excited as Jeanette? Because I know Jeanette is willing to go with this.
Really excited, Mike. I mean, we've decided to do it sort of lastminute.com, as I usually do, but it's taken off really quickly. We've got a lot of hits on our Facebook page. We've got some fantastic people in there. It's already feeling like it's got a big buzz to it. So, you know, we're going to fit as much in as we can, and we'd love everybody who wants to become involved with the show.
So for now, people can start interacting with yourselves, with the two of you, on the if you go over to Facebook and just put a search in for Guiding Lights.
Guiding Lights, yeah.
That's it, Guiding Lights, and that's where you'll be able to find more information about the show. So is that what the show is going to be called, Guiding Lights?
Yes, Guiding Lights, that's the show.
Okay, and, you know, as I've said, and I've said to you before, you know, I'm really looking forward to this, because I know that your two energies together, I'll say a bubbly.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the times that we have worked together.
Yeah.
And that's not just with yourself, but that's with Jeanette as well. Because I know that two of you have been guests here on my show before. And it's really nice to know that you've enjoyed it that much and enjoyed the network that much, that you want to be a part of it. And I will say, you've kind of taken up the last slot.
Wow.
For now.
Ooh.
Lucky, yes.
That's lucky, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it's either fate or it's luck. It's one or the other, isn't it? You can't see where you want to look at it. But, you know, you never know. Maybe a little bit later on in the year, we may expand. Maybe we can talk to our wonderful producer, Robert. And maybe, you know, maybe there is a bit more room. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. But for now, I know that your show is going to start a week Monday, which is the Guiding Lights. I know that we have, and let me just get all this right now, and because you know how bad I am, girls, you really do. We
I'm
have
listening.
The Humphreys on a Tuesday. We have Oscar in on a Wednesday. We have Andrew D on a Thursday, and my show on a Sunday. Oh my God! Wow, look at that! I got it all right. Can't fault myself.
You must have had a sleep, Mike.
Well, let's not go there. So the Guiding Lights, let's talk about the Guiding Lights page, because I know I've been on it, and
yeah.
I know you only set it up just a few days ago, didn't you?
Yeah. Jeanette set the page up a couple of days ago, and within the minutes of setting it up, she got 250 people on there, and we're up to about 450 now. And so, you know, there's some really spiritual people on there, some fantastic people on there. Some of them are combined friends of Jeanette and myself through television and other means, and others have just come in as friends. And the feel of it, the vibe of it, is really light and fluffy, positive, and it will be informative, and we will be dropping some stuff in there. We're in there regularly chatting, so it's not as if we just leave everybody to it. It's just fantastic.
So what you're saying is you're not like me.
Don't you go on yours, Mike. I'm going to have to judging you.
I don't mean that. I try and respond to everything. I really do. It's just difficult sometimes, isn't it? You know, particularly when you work full-time as well, it kind of gets difficult. But, you know, try and keep on top of things as much as I possibly can. And you know, as I say, just look forward to each and every show that is broadcasted from Mike Spirit FM. And it's wonderful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I'm looking forward to this myself. I'm looking forward to Jeanette Coombs and Sarah May joining the Microsoft FM network. That's going to be on a week Monday, a week tomorrow, which is the 7th of May. It's 9:30 a.m. In the UK. I know if you are in America listening, it's going to be early hours in the morning for yourselves. It's going to be in Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be 4:30, isn't it? 4:30 Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, you never know if people are up and about in America. Maybe they'll tune in and listen in. It's an hour show, isn't it?
Yes, it's an hour. Yeah, 9:30 till 10:30. So you can stay awake just for an hour.
of course. I mean, I would get up especially for you, and you know, I would set my alarm clock just to get up and listen to you two. I really would, because, as I said, you know, the energy that creates between the two of you are absolutely amazing. It really is, and it's fun to work with. Listen, you know, I've had the pleasure of working with you, and, you know, Sarah, I've had the pleasure of meeting you as well, and that was just fun as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, Mike. It was a lovely time. Really special event that we went to and met some fantastic people, so it was lovely.
Okay, and I know that, Jeanette, we're going to be meeting up very soon, because we was talking off air a little bit earlier on about maybe joining up and doing something, which we will maybe announce later on in the year when things really do get going. So, yeah, but for now, I'm really looking forward to you two joining us. And I'll say thank you very much for coming on tonight, ladies.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you much.
Do you wanted to add in there?
Do you mind if I just have a quick mention to somebody? A fantastic guy by the name of Nick Stepani, when you listen to the show, you'll hear this really lovely guy, and it's Nick Stepani, and he's doing our voiceovers for us. He's a fellow producer with the TV show that we work on at the moment, and he's showbiznick.com. So listen out for Nick. Yeah, go on, Jeanette.
Yeah, we just want to say thanks, Nick. We love you. All your help. Thank you very much.
We're full of love.
I got my ankies out here somewhere.
And thank you, Mike. And thank you, Rob.
That's okay. Well, thank you very much for coming on, ladies. And, you know, I look forward to listening to your shows starting next Monday right here on Mike Spirit FM. Thank you very much.
Have a fantastic show.
Yeah.
I will do my very best. I really will. Thank you very much, ladies. Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, so as you just heard there, ladies and gentlemen, that was Jeanette Coombs and Sarah May. Really looking forward to their show. But today's show is going to be no different. It's me here. I'm on my own. There is no other guest that's coming on. So you've got about an hour and 40 minutes of me, Mike Davis, all to yourselves. That sounds selfish, doesn't it, in some way? I got some things I want to advertise, and I'm going to do that now because I know on the 6th of May, there's a long list of things. I'm going to be at Abertussog Workman's Hall. I hope I've said that right. I'm sure I have. I know that's up in here in the UK, up in the valleys here somewhere. I know that I'm on the 8th of May. I'm at the Romilly Pub in Cardiff. You just need to go into Google and search for the Romilly Pub. You'll soon find out all the information there, how to get your tickets. Another one I'm really looking forward to, ladies and gentlemen, and I will say this is quite a charity night that I'm looking forward to do. It's quite close to my heart, and I didn't realise, and I feel I should be saying this live on air why it's so close. And, you know, I've got somebody that's just joined me in a room that would be interested in this night, because it's actually for the NHS Trust charity. Now, the NHS Trust charity is, you know, our local ambulance service. They're the first response. And if there's any accidents, road traffic accidents, they're the first on scene. And did you or did anyone know that these people are all voluntary basis? Nothing is funded for them. And, you know, all that they have is the equipment to go in the vehicles and the rest that they have to finance themselves. So I've been... it's an honour to be asked to do something like this, because, you know what, we've used, in the family, have used the first response team a few times. And so I'm delighted to announce I am going to be doing a venue for them, a night for them, to raise as much money as we possibly can to go towards that wonderful charity. As I said, I had no idea that they had to be self-funded. I have some numbers here for you, actually, if you want to book tickets. Lena is the lady you need to talk to, and I know that she's working so hard in promoting this, and there's a telephone number of 01443, that's the area code, 01443, 675004. I know that she's on extension 206212. If you want more information about that one, then please drop me a line in the chat room, and I will mention it again later on. There's lots more shows that's coming up, and another one I'm quite excited to announce. On the 30th of May, I know it's somebody's birthday for a start, because I know that we organise this around somebody's birthday. And it's a wonderful Karen. Karen is actually in the chat room right now, so you can drop her a line. And I will be doing a demonstration of my mediumship in the Crosswell Inn in Aylesbury. The information is actually in the chat room. If you scroll up virtually to the top, you'll see Karen Bedford there. She's saying that she was soaked over, I think it was, where am I? I think I just read somewhere sold over 40 tickets already for the venue. So that's absolutely wonderful, Karen. And yes, she was last at post in the chat room. So that's Karen Bedford. Please get hold of Karen, and she will be able to give you all the information there and how to obtain those tickets. So it's a busy month coming up. Lots more other things, lots more radio shows that's going on, which I'm going to be guests on, which I'm really looking forward to that. But it's set to be a busy month for this. So really looking forward to this month. I'm thinking to myself right now, going to be tiring, but I'm really looking forward to it. I know that we're going to go to a short commercial break here in just a few seconds. Maybe we're just going to play one song and then I will come back to you and then we'll have a little chat a little bit more. So let's just go to one song. So it's over to you, Robert.
La 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 la
And welcome back there, if you've just joined us, welcome. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, and the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show live here on Mike Spirit FM, or even in Blog Talk Radio, or even on Spreaker, whichever way you listen to us, that you're more than welcome for being here. Today's show, I will be opening up the phone lines very soon to take your readings, so you need to call in now if you want a reading. I know that the phone lines are getting very busy. I know that my producer is working so hard there behind the scenes, and, you know, bless him for that. But the numbers that you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening on Blog Talk Radio, or if you need the link to that, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, and there you will find a Skype button. Hit that Skype button, and that way you will be free, never mind where it is. So let's just take the first caller here today. I think we're going to go to the phone lines, and I do believe that I have Jamie online there. Jamie, are you there with us?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you doing there, Jamie?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
Yeah, doing very well. Thank you very much. Can I ask you there, Jamie, where you're calling from?
Indiana.
Indiana.
Yes.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for, Jamie?
I kind of wanted to see if you've seen anything from my career path. I'm kind of lost.
Okay, Jamie, what my forte is to link to the spirit world, okay? And allow people to come through and to give us the proof that there is life after death, okay? And then once they do that, then I can ask them maybe about your career path. So is that okay if I do that for you?
That would be great. I would appreciate it, yes.
Okay, Jamie. Okay. Bear with me a second. Now, let me make my link here to the spirit world. okay. I know that I have a lady that joins me here, first of all, that I believe that she ties to your mum's side of your family as she links you with us, okay? Now, as this lady is with me, she makes me certainly aware that she would have been quite a small lady, small in her build, small in her height as well. So I want to say maybe around the 5 foot one, maybe 5 foot, 5 foot one. I wouldn't go much taller than that when she was here with us. I know of when she passed on to the spirit world that she certainly would have been maybe around the maybe around the late 60s, 69, 70, somewhere around there when she passed, because I know I'm aware that, you know, she didn't reach into her 80s, but she certainly feels a lot older than just 60, okay? So I want to put her around the late 60s, maybe just early 70s there. Now, I believe that this lady could be like your grandmother, if I'm honest with you, because I feel as if she's like grandmother, and that's the feeling she wants me to feel here. So I want to see to you that this would be your grandmother. So would you understand of your grandmother in the spirit world?
Yes.
And that would fit with your grandmother, yeah?
Yeah, the only thing was she was taller, but as she got older, she got a hunchback, so I guess she would have been smaller by the time she passed.
Okay, that's fine. That's perfect, okay? Because I know that she's with me.
Okay.
And she says to me there, Jamie, that, you know, well, as you asked me about your love pathway there for you, sorry, it was your career, wasn't it, that you asked?
Yes, career, yeah.
Yeah, because she just cracked me. It's nothing to do with love, she said, boy, it's your career. So I know that so I know that she's quite a direct lady of when she was you,
yes.
Wasn't she? And she says to me, you know, don't make any mistakes, mind, okay? Don't make any mistakes. You do it as you meant to. So she's giving me a bit of a telling off at the minute.
Oh, no.
And that's fine, because then that just demonstrates of her character-wise what she would have been like when she was here,
yes,
with us. And I feel in so
that's
many
her
ways... Perfect. I feel in so many ways that as she comes through, that she wants me to say to you that, you know, it's time that, you know, that you started thinking of yourself for once, isn't it?
I believe so, yes. Yeah.
Because I know that it's been that you've always considered everybody else and everybody else's feelings, and it's about time that you started considering your own for once, okay? Now, as she talks to me about your career path, she says to me it's about to take a leap, okay? It's about to take a leap. So I don't know if you're applying for new things, or you're sending your resumes, you call them there in the USA, but you're sending your CVs off. You would understand that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And she says to me, it's about time they started to come around. So if I say to you that you've been doing, and let me get this right, maybe a less of a job that you feel capable of at present, would that make sense to you? So you is that right?
Yeah.
and you're longing to get, and I want to use the word back, you're longing to get back into the way that you either trained yourself or you went to, whether it was that you went to high school for or something. But it's like as if I'm longing to get back there. I want to get back to my comfortable pattern, okay? And I want to say that you, that no matter what, that, you know, you hang on in there. It will be okay, okay? It will be okay. And you need to have more confidence in yourself, because I know that she talks to me about that your confidence has been knocked a little there, hasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. See, Jamie, she also makes me aware there that there's been lots of hurt and upset around you as well, isn't there?
Oh, my goodness. Crazily, yes. I'm getting emotional.
That's crazy. I like that one. Okay. Because I know that there's been lots of hurt, lots of upset in your vibration there. Okay. And I know that she wants me to talk to you about, you know, it's. See, I want to see too, there's something medical that's been going on as well there, isn't there?
Yes. Yeah. That's why I lost my job. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. And I believe that this played a big part in that, okay? And now the medical thing is starting to subside, or it's under control, or whatever. It's not a big issue anymore, because it's either gone, or it's under control, or we are controlling it, or whatever it is. And she understands that, okay? And as she stands right by the side of me, she says to me, you know, I'll be by you no matter what. I'll be with you every step of the way. So you'd understand that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Okay. Jamie, I can hear you getting upset, and I don't want to upset you. Okay, but I just need keep telling you about what grandmother has to say to me.
Please do.
Because she says to me, that, you know, you've been praying so hard to the spirit world for them to come through and to help you. Is that right?
Yes.
And she says to me here that, you know, they've heard those calls. Okay, they've heard those calls for help. Okay, you just hang on in there. I know that the spirit world will step forward and do what they can and do their best there for you. Okay, now I'm being told that June is important to you. And I know it's we virtually embarking up on May now, aren't we? But I know that June is important to you, so you'd understand why I would say June, and it's something to do with the 6th of June. Would you understand that?
It kind of comes to me, but it doesn't.
Okay,
I'm
now,
not really sure.
Okay, let me ask her then, because she says to me, June is important. I know it's to do with, like, the 6th of June. Whenever the spirit world gives me dates, it would either mean that there's a birthday, a passing, or an anniversary, okay? Now, I believe it's a passing, if I'm honest with you, because I feel as if I want to say somebody would have passed. It's an anniversary of someone that would have passed, maybe around the 6th of June, to do with your dad's side of your family. Okay, so if we look into your dad's side, I want to say that your dad's from quite a large family, is that right?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because I know I want to go to your dad's side of the family, and there's a large family there, and I know that that's where the 6th of June ties with your dad. And was it that your dad had three brothers?
I'm trying to think. I believe so, yes.
Okay, because I know it ties with one of the brothers to do with your dad, okay? So whether it was, I don't know if any of them has passed over or whether their partners have passed over.
Yes, he just passed. Yes, he did. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I know it's important of why that date is there with you, okay? You know,
okay.
Jamie, I could spend all night here with you. I really could. Because it is such a loving energy that comes through. And you know, even though that your grandmother's direct and you know, she would taste strips off me if she had the chance and if I would let her, really. But I know that she's such a gentle soul. And she says to me, you know, I never meant any harm to anyone, but just wanted things to be right for me and my family. So I know that she's very family-orientated, kind of a lady of when she was with us. And I know that you would understand that, yeah?
Perfect.
Okay, Jamie, has that helped you a little bit?
A lot. Thank you so much. Sorry I got upset on you. I just got a little
emotional. That's fine. I don't mind tears, so long as they're tears of happiness.
Yeah.
You know, because it's always nice, isn't it, when our loved ones come close and give us that, that evidence that they live on in that dimension that we call the spirit world. So, no, thank you for calling in and allowing me to make that connection with these lovely people in the spirit world. And remember, if you want a copy of that reading, simply come on over to Mike Spirit FM, look up in the archives, and that's where you will find today's show. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, and before we go to the phone lines to take our second caller, I forgot to mention a little something. There is something else happening in May, and it's quite exciting, really. there is another new show on kind of our sister radio station here, or whether we are its sister radio station, I don't know. But I know I'm going to get a ticking off for not knowing really which way it is. But GH Talk Radio. Now, that's... like our sister radio station, or we're its sister radio station, one or the other, but we are sisters, brothers, call us what you want, GH Talk Radio. And on the 7th of May at 6 a.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern, I'll say that again, 10 a.m. Eastern to 10 a.m. Eastern, it's a 4-hour show. And that's going to be, it's called The Morning Meltdown. Now, I urge everyone to look at this because our wonderful producer, Robert, he is going to be a part of that, which GH Talk Radio is a part of Robert. And we have Chris Allen that's going to be on there. And if anybody's ever heard Chris Allen on GH Talk Radio, you would know it's a fantastic show. But I am pleased to announce that from Mike Spirit FM, you all know of the Captain Quincy on the Captain Quincy radio show. He also does Wan's Diner Music. But I'm not supposed to tell you that Wan and the Captain are the same person. I know that he's going to give me another ticking off for telling you that, but I didn't say nothing. It's nothing to do with me. But the three of them are joining up to doing the Morning Meltdown with Rob, Chris, and the Captain. So that's Eastern time. It's 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. I know that's in the UK time. Let me just get my maths together. It's 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. Perfect. I think I'm right. I hope I am anyway, because otherwise I'll get a good ticking off here. But never mind. Let's go back to the phone lines. I do believe that I have, Craig online? Craig, are you there with me?
Yes. Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
How are you doing this? I'm doing very well. Thank you. Can I ask you, Craig, where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh. Okay, and may I ask you what the reason that there was that you called in for?
The reason why I'm calling is I'd like to know when I'm going to find the woman who I'm going to marry.
Okay. Joe, I love these questions because I think to myself, you know, I want to know the answer to that question myself. It's a difficult one, isn't it? It really is, Craig. Let me make my link to the spirit. Well, no, I don't know if you was listening to the last communication that I'd done. My forte is to link to the spirit world, okay? And I will do just that for you and see what comes of that. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. See, now, instantly there, Craig, I know I'm aware of a gentleman that I believe that could be your dad for me in the spirit world. So would you understand your dad, first of all, in the spirit world?
No, my dad's still living.
Your dad is still here. Okay. Let me work with this gentleman then, because he makes me feel as if I want to be like a dad. Okay. So let's stick to your dad's side of your family. Okay. Let me talk to you of a gentleman that would have passed on to the spirit world. Certainly feeling here with him that his chest was a problem. I know that as he makes me aware of his chest and that his breathing is very much labored. I want to say to you, it may have been the heart that would have took this man home to the spirit world, because I'm aware that I'm suffering around the chest. I was quite a hardened man, if that would make sense to you. You know, I didn't take telling, I wouldn't listen to anyone. I would do what I needed to do and just go on with life myself. I do believe, I want to say to you, that he enjoyed his quality of life when he was here with us, because I know I'm looking at him, and as he stands by me, he wants me to sit down, and I believe that towards the end of his life, I would have liked to unwind, okay, because he talks to me about unwinding. So would you understand of this gentleman for me, please, there, Craig?
My grandfather.
That's your grandfather, but he must be on your dad's side, yeah?
Yeah.
perfect, okay? Because I know that he comes through, see, like dads. See, and sometimes dads come through granddads come through like on dads, grandmums come through like on grandmums. But that's okay. But as long as I got the right side of the family right, and then you know, that's all I'm really concerned about, because I know that he comes through. And it's this strong character-wise that draws my attention to him, you know. I wouldn't take any listening, I wouldn't take telling off no one. I'd done what I needed to do with myself, and in somewhat way I feel, and I believe that that's like some kind of family trait there. So I know that you are very similar to that yourself there, aren't you, Craig?
Pretty much.
And if I said to you that, you know, that you kind of hold your own, you hold your own, don't you, against everyone else as well, that you don't like taking telling too much either, do you?
Right.
And would I be right in saying that you, Craig, that... No, I don't know, sir, if you've been married before, but it's like as if, you know, it's just like as if you've been married before. Is that right?
I've never been married.
You've never been married?
Never.
But you must have been with a partner for a long time then. Is that right?
The longest partner I've been with has been 6 months.
The longest partner you've been with was 6 months?
And we just broke up.
Okay. Okay. Because I'm certainly, I'm aware to say to you then, okay, no, I'd love to say to you that you know, you're going to find somebody, you know, around the corner in the next 2 months. That's not the way this thing works, okay? now, if I say to you that there is someone that you have in mind, isn't there?
Yes, I do. It's when I wrote down some things that I'm looking for in the woman and the qualities that I'm seeking, a young lady came out in
okay.
my mind.
Don't tell me no more. Craig, don't tell me no more. Don't tell me no more. Okay, let me work with it. Because I know that I've been told that you do have someone in mind, okay? Now, would this be a young lady that would be very light in the color of hair, like a blonde-headed lady, is that right?
No,
please. Okay, well, I'm aware of this lady being like blonde hair, okay? I want to say to you that she's maybe around, I know that she's a little older than myself, so let me put her around her like early 40s, I want to say maybe 41, 42 of her age, okay? I do believe that she has either been in your life at the moment or she knows of you or you know of her, and I believe it's like this has been a lady that's been in your life for quite some time, and that's why I'm saying that you do know of her.
Okay, I don't know if any blind ladies of interest.
Sorry?
I don't know if any
missed blind that, ladies. Say that again. Craig, I missed that. Say that again
to
me.
I was saying I don't know if any blonde-haired lady that I'm interested in.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, well, can you just remember I'm saying it to you, Craig, because I know that I'm young lady is coming into my awareness, okay? So if it hasn't come into your life yet, remember I'm telling you about her, okay? And I know that she's coming around your life, okay? But I know I need to say that to you that, you know, and without me sounding offensive, and please don't take this offensive, but, you know, if I say to you that you are quite difficult to please yourself, is that right? You know exactly what qualities you want of someone, you know exactly what qualities you need from someone, and if somebody doesn't meet that, you kind of, hey, oh, time to go. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so I know that the qualities that you're looking for are quite strong, are quite... I need it to be perfect, okay, because I know that's what I want to say to you. Well, you know, sometimes we all hold out for that perfect one, and, you know, sometimes it never happens, does it, okay? But I know I need to say to you that there is this blonde-headed young lady that's going to come into your life, and I want to say to you that, you know, that she would expect to be treated the way that she would treat somebody else. So I don't know. Maybe that we need to... I don't want to say look at ourselves because that's wrong of me, really, because obviously I don't know you. It's not for me to judge, and I wouldn't judge anyone, but let's give them what they give us, okay, and let's make it an equal thing instead of a more of a one-way. Okay, do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Has that helped you a little bit there, Craig?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say thank you very much for calling. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you'll be able to have a copy of that reader. And I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have Michael online. Michael, are you there with us?
I am. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And yourself?
Couldn't be better.
Okay, I like that. Can I ask you where you're calling from, there, Michael?
Yes. Well, I've got a business going, and I've got a part-time job right now, and I'm looking to make a move to the Southwest Arizona, New Mexico, maybe by year's end. And I was just looking to see if you see things financially coming together for that to occur and to alleviate that part-time job.
Okay, Michael, let me make my link to the spirit world because, as you would have heard, that's my forte. That's what I enjoy doing is linking to the spirit world. And we'll see what comes over. Is that okay?
Beautiful.
Give me a second now there, Michael. Okay. Now, I've got several people that wants to come in here, and I'm trying to get them to come in order one at a time. Actually, you know, as you probably heard in the beginning, I can only handle one woman at a time. Two of them is too much for me, but I know that I've got one lady that comes forward, and she seems to step forward at the moment. Now, you know, I don't believe that she's your mum. I don't even believe that she's your grandmum as she comes here. I believe she's a little, I believe she's in your family. So I don't know if this would be like a partner that you would have lost to the spirit world or like a sister that you would have been very close to. But I know I've got somebody that's very close to you. And as I said, I know it's not a mum or a grandmum. It's maybe more like a partner or a sister that you would have lost to the spirit world.
I don't believe I've lost a girlfriend from the past, and both my sisters are here.
Okay. Let me just go on with her, okay, and see what comes over there, okay, because I know that she comes through, and I believe that she just wants me to be sympathetic with you at the moment, okay. Now, as this lady connects you with me, she tells me that when she passed, it was sudden, okay? I know that she would have passed. There was a hospital because I know I'm hearing machines that starts to beep in the background, so that tells me that there was a hospital there with her, and I know that she would have passed in the hospital. Now, I know as well that she makes me aware that, you know, it should have been just a routine because she says to me, it should have been just a routine operation, okay? So I know that she went in for an operation and she didn't quite make it through that operation because she says to me, it should have been a routine operation. And she should have been back out. But I know that's when she passed it, that she was in the hospital there. She tells me that we have to go back a little while to find her, okay? So I know that I want to go back a little while to find her. I want to go back maybe a few years ago to find this young lady in the spirit world. I know that she's not a very big lady. I feel she's quite slight of her build, quite a happy-go-lucky kind of a lady, if I can say that there to you, because I know that's the way she comes across, very happy-go-lucky, very much always on the go, because I know that's the way she comes through you, Michael, to me at the moment. So do you understand who I got now with me?
Actually, it doesn't resonate with me at all.
You don't understand that at all? Okay, hang on.
No, not anybody that would have passed suddenly that would have been close in some regards in my life. Because I'm sure with Facebook or something like that over the past several years, if it was somebody like a past girlfriend or something like that, somehow I would have, you know, heard something about that.
Okay, let me just give you exactly what she gives me here, okay? Because I'm not going to deny her, and I've never done that, and I'm never going to go into as long as I work for the spirit world, okay? Because I always say that, you know, they've taken their time to be here with us today, so I'm going to take the time to give the communication off, okay? Now, tells me here that that even though that you tell me that you're expanding and you're moving to different areas, that it's taken you a long time to kind of decide that, isn't it?
Well, it has over the past couple of years, but I believe now I'm ready to do that when I'm capable.
Okay, but it's taken you a long time to decide that, okay? Because that's what she tells me. It's taken him a long time to decide to do what he's going to do, and she tells me that it should have been done quite some time ago. Because It's not as if you're not capable of doing it. It's not as if you're not able, because I want to say to you that she's been behind you and she's seen the capabilities there with you. Now, what are we right in saying that it's like the finances side with it, you've been concerned, is it going to work financially? Is it going to benefit you? Is that right?
Yeah, more so of the finances need to kind of fall into place with a couple deals that I have so I can then go ahead and just do it.
There we are. Because she says to me that it's been like financial is the reason that you've been holding off. Okay, so she obviously mm-hmm. knows you. But Michael, please think on her, because she, you know, she's the one that's giving me this information. And she says to me that that's the reason that you've been holding off. And I know that she wants me to say to you is that, you know, it's there that, that you know, you have to take that leap. And sometimes you can be your own worst enemy there, can't you?
Correct.
Okay. Now you sound a little bit like myself, you know. I can be my own worst enemy at certain things because, you know, it's like if we have that belief in ourselves, if we believe in ourselves that, yes, this can work, it will work, and I'm going to make it work. I believe that's where you are at the moment in your life. I'm going to make it work no matter what, because it's like as if now I've sealed one of the deals. And that's what I want to put in front of you. Now you've sealed one of the deals. It's time that we've done and put ourselves out there, because it's by expanding, by moving onwards, it's the only way it's going to grow there for us. Okay, so I know I need to say to you that you need to keep pushing forward. You need to keep doing of what you're doing to make it work. Okay, it's not going to be easy, because she tells me that it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a hard journey there. But I know that's something that you're not frightened of. You don't mind a bit of hard work. You like a bit of hard work because it gives you a sense of achievement afterwards. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I know I need to say that to you, you know, you understand the spirit world yourself a little there, don't you?
Yes, I started taking development classes this year.
Perfect, because she says to me that you understand the spirit world, and she says to me that you know exactly of where they are in the spirit world around you. Now, these development classes that you attend, now, what I'd be right in saying that you're starting to see, because she says to me, tell them about the clairsentience, okay? So the sensing, you're mainly sensing the spirit world, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. I had a tremendous experience the other day in regards to some anger with a manager with my part-time job, and almost felt like a healing.
Okay, because I know I haven't been told you about, you're starting to sense the spirit world, and, you know, the more that you work with it, the more that you will find that it's easier to come by then, okay? And I know I want to say to you that, you know, she will stand behind you every step of the way. I know that there's a few people in the spirit world there, Michael, that's quite close there to you. That, you know, I'm being told that not just quite, but are very close to you, very sensitive areas that we could go into here with you. And I know that okay, I got to give it to you. I know that there's another lady that draws close, and that's where I was having a bit of the problem in the beginning. Which one's going to come through the strongest? Excuse me. And it's this other lady that comes through here that it's like out of my way, it's my turn, and I believe that's the way she would have been when she was here. And for some reason, she called you my boy, so whether that means it's your mum or your grandma, I don't know, and it's not for me to analyse it, but she says, out of the way, it's my boy, it's my turn. I know that she carries a little bit of weight with her there before she passes on to the spirit world. She's quite nicely rounded in her features, because I know as she shows herself to me there, she's quite rounded in her features. And I want to say to you, like silvery color of her hair when she was yours, because I know it's like a silvery color, if I can put it that way there to you. But she tells me here that she was a very hard working lady throughout her life, and I know right towards the end of her life that she would have had to take things easy. She didn't like that, she didn't want to do that, but she says to me, you know, I want to say it's her legs couldn't cope with it anymore, and she was about to start taking things easy and started unwinding towards the end of her life. So you would understand that this lady, Michael, is all right?
Yes, a great aunt.
There we are, perfect. Because I know that she comes through, and as I said, she called you my boy. So obviously your aunt would have called you my boy, or she would have looked upon you as like that she would have taken care of you in some way, because I know that's what she wants to do in the spirit world. She wants to take care of you and make sure that, you know, she talks about the plasters. I know that in the USA you call them band-aids. But I know that she talks to me about, you know, that if you ever fallen over of when you was young, that you would put one of these band-aids on you and you know, pick you up, dust you off and get back out there, you know. Don't stop because you've got a little cut on your knee. You know, and I believe that's what she wants me to say to you. So what have you right in saying there, Michael, that you've had some kind of, like, little setback over this dilemma that you're in. So you've all of a sudden a little bit of setback, is that right?
Yes, yeah, there were some deals that were supposed to go through before the whole world markets crashed, and those didn't go through, so there was kind of a little mourning process, you know, with okay. that.
Okay, because she talks about put the Band-Aid on your knee and get out there, you know, get back out there. So obviously it takes more than a little Band-Aid to get the world markets going again, but it's like, you know, don't let little things like that stop you, okay, because you can overcome them. Do you understand that, Michael?
Yes, I have.
Okay, perfect, okay. Does that help you a little bit?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And she was the one that took me out on the golf course for the first time, so...
There we are, perfect, okay, that's fine. Well, know that she's around you and you know, taking care of you in every step of the way and trying to do her best there for you in the spirit world. But please don't disregard the first one that comes through, you know, that she is quite close in your vibration. And you know, she just come back and she says, no, don't disregard me. She says to me, I come on, okay. Now, what have you right in saying that you of late have been waking up in the middle of the night, is that right? Okay, and you've been aware of someone or something by you, and you're not quite sure of who, what, or whatever it is?
Yeah, I've been kind of told, like, guides come and do their programming.
Okay, because I know I'm being told by her that, you know, she comes to visit you of an evening time or of a night time, and she says to me it's like every single night, it's like the same time, every single time, isn't it? So it's like, this is just agnostic, like 3 o'clock in the morning, every single morning.
Yeah, it's right around that time.
There we are, perfect, okay? Because I know that she's with me, and she tells me that she's there with you as you keep getting woken up. So it's just her way of proving to you there, Michael, that, you know, she's very much around your vibration. Please send a thought on her, and I'm sure that you will find out exactly who she is. Well, okay. Let me leave that there with you, Michael, and I'll say thank you very much for calling. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you built up a copy of that reading, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
No problem at all. Thank you. Bye now. Okay, I know that we're going to go to another little song, you ladies and gentlemen, and let's hand it back over to the master behind the chair himself, and it's over to you, Rob. Okay, and welcome back. Or if you've just joined us, welcome. You listen live here to Mike Spirit FM with me, your host for this evening. It's Mike Davis. It's nice to be here with you. I know that we have one of our other hosts listening, which I will give a mention because I know that I went through the month of May, the diary of May, and I will mention on June the 2nd, we have a night to be done with Oscar from a Wednesday and Nick Humphreys from a Tuesday and with myself. That's going to be here in the UK. It's going to be at Pontypool, okay? And if you want more information about that, head over to my Facebook site. It's Facebook, search for Mike Davis Medium, and you'll get all the information there. There is an event created called Special Clairvoyant Night. That's the 2nd of June. But as I said, there's plenty of things coming up in this month. We are busy, very busy. Abbotussuck on the 6th for a demonstration. I know that's on a Sunday, and you might be thinking, what are you going to do for your show? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be at 3 p.m., so I'm going to do that and then get back here into the studio for the show. So that will be fine, no problem at all. The Romley Pub on the 8th, Tuesday the 8th, and then we have... I've lost where I am, but never mind. Romley Pub on the 8th. The 12th is the NHS Trust Charity Night, which I'm really looking forward to doing because it's a charity that's very close to my heart, and I'm sure it's to a lot of you because it's a first response ambulance force on scenes of accidents. And not forgetting the 30th, Wednesday the 30th, in Crosswell Inn. That's with our Karen Bedford, who's online with us. She is in the chat room. Drop her a line, and I'm sure that she will give you all the information that she needs. And not forgetting the Morning Meltdown with our fantastic producer, Robert, Chris Allen, and Captain Quincy. Let me just find out, because I've lost where I am. That starts on next Monday. I'm right on the 7th. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into that. That's going to be on GH Talk Radio. So if you go into Blog Talk Radio and search for, go to blogtalkradio.com/GH Talk Radio, and that's where you will find that, or even go over to Spreaker and just simply search for GH Talk Radio. Simple as that. So let's go back to the phone lines, and I do believe that we have Sarah online there. Sarah, are you there with us?
Oh, hi, yes, I am.
Hi, Sarah. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Yes, Dorset.
From the UK?
Yes, yeah, UK.
Oh, lovely. I love having UK listeners and UK callers as well. You know, that's no offence to anyone else, and please nobody else take that as offence. I love working with America. I love working with anyone and everyone. But from Dorset. So what was the reason that you called in for this, Sarah?
I'm just phoning to see if you've got any messages for me, really.
Okay. Okay, bear with me a second, and I'll see of who comes through. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, see, the one that's just stepped that little bit closer here to me now, that would be a lady that's in the spirit world that kind of connects there with you. Now, I know that this lady makes you aware. See, it's like as if the one side of my body is going numb here, so I know that I would recognize that as a stroke. So I want to talk to you about a lady that would have passed on to the spirit world to do with a stroke. I'm not saying the stroke that she passed with the stroke, but she certainly had a stroke before she passed, okay? Now, I know that she makes me aware that this affected her long-term, okay? It wasn't just a small stroke. It was quite a large stroke that would have affected her long-term, and I do believe... that she makes you aware that not long after she passed on to the spirit world with that, okay? Now, I know that she makes you aware as well that she would have been, she feels as she would have been on her own for a little while, so meaning that either her partner went before her or she didn't have a partner or something, because I'm aware that I was on my own for a little while before I passed. So do you understand? Excuse me, understand that,
Yeah,
Taylor?
Yeah, I do, thank you.
And, you know, she tells me she hasn't been through for a long time. She says, it's been a long time since I've been here. Do you understand that?
Yeah, yeah.
And she says, you've been waiting for her for a long time as well, haven't you?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Now, she tells me that you've been asking for her to come through. And this is not the first time. I don't know whether it's you've called into this show or you've called into other shows or you've been to go and see mediums. It's not the first time, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, because she says to me, you know, it's not the first time that you've expected me to come and I haven't. And that's not because she doesn't want to come, because she tells me she's always around and she says, the room looks nice. So have you changed your room then or something?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, well, she seems to like that. She says it's nice. She likes the look of the new room, okay? So again, you know, it's just her way of proving to you, isn't it, that she's around your vibration. And, you know, she says to me here, Sarah, that, okay, I'm laughing because I don't want to get myself into trouble here because I know that my producer will start sending me messages if I say something wrong here. but if I said to you that you kind of, I want to see you use the word trying to connect to them yourself, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And would I be right in saying to you that you've been holding something? No, I want to say grandmother for some reason. So is your grandmother there in the spirit world as well?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And that's not this lady mind, is it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
It is. Okay, that's fine. Because I know I want to say to you the grandmother, okay, because she says, tell her grandmother. And you know, if I said to you that you've been holding something of your grandmother's or you've been looking at something that would belong to your grandmother or something that would remind you of your grandmother, because it's like as if I'm looking at something here that connects you with grandmother. So would you understand that you've been doing that?
Yeah.
And she says to me, because you've been getting all upset, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. And she says to me, there's tears. Why are all them tears there? Now, you feel as if everything around you is coming, God's just coming downhill, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
And she says to me, you know, there's no need of them. Now, if she was you with us in the physical body, now, she would be the one that you would turn to, isn't it?
Yeah, she would be.
Okay, because she says, I was always there for a bit of guidance. I was always there for a bit of support. And she says to me, you know, even though that I'm now in the spirit world, I'm still here for that guidance. I'm still here for that support. I'm still here for you, okay? And she says, yes, I've heard you call out for me many, many times, okay? Now, I don't know. She's confusing me now. Mind you, that's not hard, I got to be honest. But will I be right in saying to you that you're kind of wanting something to change so bad in your life? You've either been like praying for something to change in your life because you can't keep going the way it's going. Do you understand that?
Yes, yeah, I do. Thank you.
Okay, and she says to me that I know exactly what she talks about. I'm not going to say live on air because, you know, that would be wrong of me. But you know, sometimes we have to sort out the good from the bad, don't we?
Yeah, yeah.
And you've been experiencing that, haven't you? Sorting out the good from the bad, and it's been a hard journey to get you to where you are right now. But you know, we'll be okay, won't we?
Yeah.
You've gone through all the bad. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
Okay. Because she says to me, you know, we've gone through the bad. Now it's good to come, okay? So I know that as I look forward into your pathway with this lady, that she makes her way that it's been a difficult journey, but, you know, it'll be okay, all right? Now, is it yourself that's waiting those results then? Why does she talk to me about the results?
Sort of. Yeah, I can sort of take that.
Okay. Because I know that I want to talk to you about the results, okay? Now, they have been playing a big part in your life. So if it's not yourself, it's somebody that must be like close, like a mum or sister. Because I know that it's like the results, okay? And it's like as if I want to say to you that you've been kind of not putting your life on hold, but in somewhat way, yes, putting your life on hold because of these results. I have to see what's coming first. I have to get this over and done with first before I go any further. Does that make sense there, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay. And see, she certainly understands of that. She certainly understands of where you are in your vibration there. Okay. Now, okay. Why did she talk to me about activity, about paranormal activity? So is that something that you're interested in, or you've been wanting to go to something like a paranormal activity or a paranormal event or something?
Yeah, I've been to quite a few psychic nights recently, and just very interested in that sort of activity.
Okay, because then I want to talk to you about activity and about paranormal activity. Now, whatever you're right in saying that you've been experiencing some kind of activity, I'm not saying paranormal mind, but you've been experiencing some kind of activity yourself. Is that right?
Yeah, I have.
And it keeps flashing past, back and forth from you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And she says to me, it scared you once or twice, haven't it?
What? Yeah, a couple of times.
Okay. Now, I know that the spirit world never means to scare us, okay? They never come forward to do that, okay? They only come through with love, light, and energy. And I always say like attracts like, okay? Or light attracts light, whichever way you want to look at it, okay? But sometimes, you know, our friends, our family, our loved ones will do absolutely anything to attract our attention there. And I believe that's what I want to say to you, just trying to attract your attention because, all right, darling, let's go right then. The lights have been flickering then, is that right?
They have, yeah.
And that's what you've been experiencing, haven't you? The lights flickering. Yeah. The electrics have been going, yes, okay, because I know that she tells me here about the things have been flickering and so on there and just trying to attract your attention then, okay? And I know that I'm perfectly well aware of that. From this lady there, okay? See, now, this G, like Jim, who's Jim?
Jim. I can't place that name.
Okay, Jim. Well, let's find her, because I'll go back to her. Now, Jim is in your dad's side. Okay, so let's look at your dad's side, your family, okay? Now, I'm being told there's not that many of them in your dad's side, is there?
Pardon?
There's not that not many really. Of them in your... Yeah?
No, there's not that many of them, no.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that's the information she gives me. There's not many of them in dad's family, but that's where we need to go. And there's more... You're right, darling, there's more girls than boys, isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay. And I believe that Jim is married to one of the girls, okay, that would have passed, and I'm being told, with, like, cancer. Is that right?
I'm not that familiar with my dad's family. I don't have much to do with them, so I couldn't say.
Okay, so it's a little bit difficult. That's okay. Well, can you do a bit of researching? Because I know I'm here in Jim, and I know I want to go to your dad's family, and I know that there's more girls than boys, and there's not that many of them anyway, okay? And I believe that Jim would have passed on to the spirit world with cancer, okay? Because I'm being told, you know, it was to do with, like, the lower part of his body, okay? It's nothing up high, it's lower part of the body there.
Right, okay.
Okay, please find out about him because he's there with you, okay? And he just wants to pop in because he wants to be recognized and be remembered, you two. And I believe that he was more of a laid-back character in his character-wise there. And I believe in somewhat way that's what you need in your life right now, isn't it? For you to be more laid-back because I believe that life has been, like, so hectic. It's been 100 miles an hour, and it's about time that, you know, we kind of took a back seat. Learn to unwind a bit, because I know that's what I want to put in your life there, okay? Do you understand of that?
Yeah, good. Definitely.
Okay, does that help you a little bit?
That does, yeah. Thank you ever so much.
That's okay, no problem at all. Well, thank you very much for calling, and I will say to you, you know, if you want a copy of that reading, please come on over to my archives. You'll find them on Mike Spirit FM, and I say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you. I hope to speak to you soon.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines here. Now, I'm looking in the chat room, and it seems to be as if we're having some problems with Skype. I don't know if as if it's still a problem, but I don't know. I know that, yeah, no, I think that we are fine. Or maybe not. I don't know. Okay, maybe, we're just not in control of Skype. Who knows? But let's go back to the phone lines. And I do believe that I have, Kira, is it Kira online there with it? Or Carrie, is it, actually?
Carrie, uh-huh.
I tell you what, that's close enough for me. Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Uh-huh, I'm calling from Georgia.
From Georgia, okay. And what was the reason that you called in for today?
Well, I had somebody that was really close to me die fairly recently, and I just wanted to see if you were able to kind of connect with them.
Okay. Bear with me a second, and I will do my very best, and hopefully I can connect with the ones you want.
Okay.
You know, and I always say, you know, it's not always the ones who want to come through do actually come through, but I will do my very best here for you, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. And if I see to you that this passing was very quick, very sudden, would that make sense there to you?
Yes.
Because I know I've got your voice and I'm picking up this connection, I know it's an instant, it's a very fast passing. It's almost as if, you know, it, like an accident. That's how fast I want to say it was. So would you understand of this person, whoever this person is, because I can't see him, can't hear him, nothing yet, but it was a fast passing, like as if it was an accident. Is that right?
Well, this was actually, it was a suicide.
Okay, so that would have been a fast.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And this would be of a male energy, is that right? Because now I've got a male energy around me?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, some people, you know, I've heard so many stories that people that commit suicide can't come back. And, you know, I've never heard so much rubbish in my life. I must be honest with you. You know, it doesn't matter what circumstances that we passed with, they can come back at any time that they want. You know, I've even had people that's come through within minutes of them passing. Some of them take weeks, months, years. It's whenever you are ready and whenever they are ready. But I know that I've got this male energy with me. I know my passion was that quick. It was that sudden. So whichever way that this suicide happened, you know, it was quick. Okay, it wasn't no lingering. It was straight home to the spirit world. Okay. Now, would I be right in saying to you that this energy would have almost like come to a point of where I kept calling out, I kept asking, I kept trying to seek the help, and there was, felt as if there was no one listening. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because I know I'm hearing now that nobody would listen to me. Nobody would listen to me. And I know that's what I need to put across there to you, okay? Now, if I say to you that you were there for this one, that would make sense there to you, wouldn't it? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm being told that you were there for me, okay? And if I said to you that I didn't want to be a burden upon everyone all the time, you'd understand that as well, wouldn't you?
Right.
Okay, because I know I'm being told that I didn't want to be a burden upon anyone. I didn't want to see, and I'm hearing the words, I didn't want to keep on at people all the time. I didn't want nobody else to keep hearing the same thing over and over and over again. And it just got too much. Okay, and I believe this is when this thing happened, okay? Now, if I said to you that there's still lots of people in this life that still cares for this young man, is that right?
Yes, there is.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying to you that his mum is still here?
Right, she is.
Okay, because I know I need to say to you, let my mum know I'm okay. Let mum know I'm okay. And that's why I keep hearing, let my mum know I'm okay. So can you do that for him? Okay?
Yeah.
Let his mum know that he's okay. Now, he addresses the younger ones. Now, whether he had the two children or there's two children in his life, this way, would you understand the two children?
Yes, he does.
Okay. And is that one of each? Because I know it's like one girl, one boy.
Yeah, he has one boy, and there was one niece that was like his child.
Perfect. Because I know it's a girl and a boy. That's what I want to keep addressing to, the girl and the boy. Okay. And, you know, I don't know how long ago this was. I know that you said to me it was recent. It must be very recent, isn't it? Maybe within, it's definitely within this year, isn't it?
Yeah, within the year.
Okay, perfect. Because I know that's what I want to say to you. That it's not that long ago since I passed on to the spirit world. Okay. Now, I believe that, you know, I hope this doesn't come out wrong, and I hope you understand of what I'm being told, but I have to go with it because that's what I'm being told. But even though that this gentleman took his own life, that the problem still is there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And he thought it was his fault. Does that make sense? That he thought it was his fault?
Yes.
But now he realizes differently, okay? He says to me that he could have helped it, but he felt as if he was losing the battle, if that makes sense to you. Do you understand of that?
Right, I do.
Okay. Okay. Now, I know that he comes through with a great deal of emotion, okay? I know that I want to say sorry, okay? I want to say that, you know, I shouldn't have done what I've done, okay? I should still be in this life dealing with it, okay? And obviously none of us can change that, okay? But he recognizes that, and he wants me to keep saying to you there about looking after the younger ones. So obviously you would have had a part to play in his life. Does that make sense to you? So I don't know if he was like partner or close friend or family. I don't know who it is to you, but I know that looking after the younger ones. So would you understand why he says that to me?
Yes.
Okay. And so his son, you have his son now and again, is that right?
Do I have him?
No, I'm not saying permanently. You have had him since his dad has passed on to the spirit world, is that right?
No, I haven't even been able to see him.
Okay. So obviously that there's been, okay. Because he says to me about having my son, okay, about looking after him. Now, so if it is that you haven't been able to see him then, but you should be able to then, or you was able to when he was in this life, is that right?
Right, I was. When he was here.
Okay. That's fine, because that's what I'm talking about, okay? Because if he wasn't in the spirit world and he was still around our lives now, you would be taking care of his son. Not seen every day, but
right.
He would be taking care of his son, right? Yeah.
Right.
And he feels that, why should that stop? Why should that stop? Okay, so you obviously took care of his son, and he was quite happy with that, and you would understand that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one of them is about 8?
That's probably the niece.
That's the niece, okay. And... So the niece then, excuse me, she's going through some difficulties then right now, is that right?
Yes, I mean, that's true.
Okay, because I mean, told about the one about 8, going through the difficult time, going through a time of where I'm kind of like not sure of who I am, what I'm doing, and all at 6s and 7s, isn't she? Okay, because I know that I'm being told about that she's going through some difficulty there, okay? And that's fine, because he recognizes it, okay? And I've always said, if it's recognized in the spirit world, know that the healing and that energy is going there, okay? Now, I'm being told to say to you that you've been so strong through all of this. So would you understand that you've kept yourself strong through it all?
It's been hard, I'll be honest with you. It's been pretty hard.
Okay, but you've kept yourself strong through it all, yeah?
I've tried to.
Okay. because he sees that you've kept yourself strong. And if I said to you that, excuse me, okay, that, I don't know how to word this without getting it wrong. If I said to you that other people in the family have recognized that strength with you and now are kind of starting to lean against you then as a strength, would that make sense to you?
Yes, it would.
Okay. And let me use these words to you, that see, what goes around comes around. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And see, it all comes back in full circle. And would I be right in saying this is not his first time of communicating either, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay. Because he's already told you once to stay strong about it all. And he will come back and let you know. Does that make sense, did you?
It does make sense. And I guess what is really sticking in my mind is that thinking that things had gotten resolved, and because I knew he was really depressed, and then he went back and he killed himself. I mean, I just can't really understand what was it, that final moment that made him, you know, go back that way.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let me just ask him that question, because, you know, it's obviously something that needs to be dealt with, something that needs to be sorted there. Now, would I be right in saying that there would have been other people involved with this? Is that right?
I think his family had a lot to do with it, to be honest with you.
Okay. Because I've been told that there's other people that was involved, okay? And I know that you just said to me that it seemed as if he was getting over it and he seemed to be picking up from it. But I believe
right.
that I want to say to you that there was, you know, that it wasn't, okay? Now, he was the kind of gentleman that would have hid things away from certain people. I didn't want to upset too many people. I didn't want to burn anyone. And see, that's the words he used. I didn't want to be a burden upon anyone. Okay, and I believe that something would have happened in this young man's life just before he took his own life that would have made him take that final leap then, okay? I believe it's like maybe another argument came out or, you know, it's like as if I wanted to... okay, I just got to give it the way I say it, okay, the way I see it. You know, the medication didn't do me no good. Would you understand that?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So obviously he was on medication for whatever depression he was on. It wasn't doing me no good. And the smallest of things would have started him off again. Okay, and I believe that's what he comes through with. It was the smallest of things that started me off. And I know that's why he brings that through. So do you understand that?
Yes.
Because I know that's what he makes me aware to say to you there, okay? so I know it would have been the smallest of things that would have started this young man off, and that's when this thing happened, okay? I hope that answers your question a little bit, okay? I don't know if you need to do a bit of research in it to find out if there was other things to be said or to be done, but please remember that that's what he's telling me here, that, you know, there was other things that went on, he tried to shy away from everyone else. Okay, does that help you a little bit?
Yes, it does. It does.
Okay. Now, I know as well that he makes me aware. see, he says to me, go back. And I don't know why he keeps saying, right, okay, now I know why he wants me to go back. He wants me to go back to the beginning of January. Okay, there's something to do with like the 18th of January. Do you understand why you would say January?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to ask about that. I can't think of anything.
Okay, you go back to the January. You ask about it because I know that's what he comes through with. Okay. And I'll leave that there with you. I'll say thank you very much. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM. That's where we built up a copy of that reading. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay. I know that we're going to take a short break. I know I sprung that on our wonderful producer. So I'm going to hand it back over to Robert and for him to play another one of his songs there for us. Thank you, Robert.
One dim light, the words on his heart he has to write. His daddy did it, and his before him, a long line of strong friends minor miss. It's an oldie home she would never reach. Tucked in his lunchbox, where it stays. And the note read, I love you, baby. This is my goodbye. I carry this note till the day that I die. I'll miss the way your laugh lights up your eyes, and how the covers always end up on your side. Tell my boy I'm sorry, I miss his big game. Be gentle with the lady, don't hit her, call him name. Please remember, I didn't want to go. I just wanna say I love you in one final note. Left in the dark with one dim light, a stupid mistake cost him his life. As he closed his eyes and started to drift, he could still feel the touch of their last kiss. He never went into that hole alone. She was always there in that pattern of with a note inside. And the note I read, yeah. Ooh, and the note I read, I love you, baby. This is my goodbye. I'll carry this note till the day that I die. Lights up your eyes, and how the covers always end up on your side. Tell my boy I'm sorry, I miss his big game. Be gentle with the lady, don't hit her, call him name. Please remember, I didn't want to go. Just wanna say I love you in one final note. Baby, don't leave me alone. Baby, please don't go. Don't go, don't go, don't go, go. Don't go, don't go, don't go.
Okay, and welcome back. If you just joined us, welcome into the last 25 minutes of the show with me, Mike Davis, on MikeSpirit.fm. Let's go back to the phone lines, and I do believe that we have Brenda on. Brenda, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here, Mike.
Hi, Brenda. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
London, Ontario, Canada.
London and Canada?
Yes.
Okay. That's pickled my mind a little bit. So you live in London or you live in Canada?
It's London, Ontario, Canada.
Ah, right. Okay. See, being from the UK, London is London to me.
I know.
I bet you get that mixed up every time, don't you?
That's okay.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for, Brenda?
Well, I just want to know, Mike, if you can tell me where things are going to go for me at this point in my life.
Okay, let me make my link to the spirit world, then we'll see where we are going. Is that okay for you?
that would be fine, thanks.
See, no, the first thing I'm aware of is it's like as if, you know, life's taken off in so many different directions at the moment, because it's like as if, let me just put it the way I understand it, like as if you're going around in circles at the moment, isn't it? You're not sure where, how, what, or anything. It's like as if life has turned itself upside down there for you. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay, and see, the one that's giving me this information is a lady in the spirit world, okay? And as I'm aware of this lady, as she steps closer here to me, I believe I want to say to you that she would have suffered in her body before she passed on to the spirit world, because I know I'm aware that she would have kind of lost a bit of weight before she passed. I'm aware that this illness or whatever she had kind of took its toll upon her. I'm feeling there's something in my stomach, and whenever I feel this in my stomach, it seems to burn and turn around. I associate that with like a cancer kind of a condition. And I believe this is how this lady would have passed on to the spirit world.
Uh-huh.
Now, I want to tie her towards your family, and I know I want to put her towards your mum's side, because she comes to my right-hand side, which means it's your mum's side of the family. Now, I know I want to say to you as well that this lady would have not taken this condition lying down, okay, that she would have always put up a fight, and I want to say that she fought right to the last moment before she passed on home to the spirit world. Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay. And I know that she's quite feisty and quite fiery as she makes a connection here. And she says to me that, she says, I look good. Okay, so what she means by that, I don't know. But if I said to you that she was quite a nice-looking lady, in a younger day, would that make sense to you?
Yes, it would.
Because she just keeps wanting me to look at her face, and she's saying, look at me, okay? So, you know, I know that she comes to and she makes it aware that she's quite a nice-looking lady in her younger day. And, you know, she seemed to be in control of life in general herself. Does that make sense to you? She always
very
seems
much.
To up on top of things, you know, she seems to be in control. And I believe that in somewhat way that I need to put that in your life, that you was always in control. You knew exactly where you was going. You know exactly what you was doing. But for some reason, all of a sudden, things have turned around and it's turned life upside down there for you. Now, I want to say to you that, you know, that you're not the kind of person that would dwell upon things, are you?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? You broke up there.
Okay, that you're not the kind of person that dwells upon things. You kind of like to move forward.
Yes.
Okay, and she says to me that that's what you are trying to do. You're trying to put things behind you and trying to move forward. But at the moment, you feel as if you're stuck and you can't go anywhere in life, okay? I know that the spirit world are very close there with you, Brenda, at the moment, and kind of trying to do their best there for you, because I know that you're trying so hard. Now, I know that you obviously talk to them, because she tells me here that you're asking for their advice, you're asking for their help, and in some way I feel that in some kind of way that you are spiritual of the mind. Is that right?
I'd like to think so, yes. And yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Because I know that I want to say to you, come on, it's time to push forward, okay? So now that you've been asking for them to come forward, I know that you've been asking for this lady in particular to come forward, and she says to me, you know, I've always been around your life since she's passed on to the spirit world. Now, I know that she offers out her hand to me, and whenever the spirit world does that, that tells me that there would have been someone with this lady when she passed. So you would understand of that, yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as she offers out her hand to me, see, now I know that it's like that's a two-way thing. It's not just because somebody was there with us. Like if she's offering her hand of support to you at the minute, okay? Now she talks to me about that you've been looking back through old things of late. So would you understand that you've been looking back through old things of late?
Yes.
And there's been some photographs that you've been looking at. Do you understand of that?
Yes, there has been.
Okay, and as she talks to me about the old photographs, she says to me that there was one in particular that kind of like stood out to you, isn't it?
Yes.
And that one, now, you've kind of put that on display then, haven't you? Or you've pulled it out of the album, or you've pulled it out of the drawer. It's like now on display, is that right?
It is, mm-hmm.
Okay, because she says to me that she's pleased to see that you pulled it out on display. And again, it's her way of saying to you, look, I'm there with you. I know what's going on. And she says to me that it's, you know, no, she was the kind of lady that liked to have a bit of a laugh every now and again, didn't she? She had quite a sense of humor on her as well, didn't she?
Very much so.
And if I say to you that you feel as if somebody's sense of humour has been so much around you of late, because I know that you've been, like, for no reason at all, giggling. Would you understand that you know, want to start giggling for no reason at all?
Yeah, I just did today.
Perfect. Okay, because I know that she comes through and she says to me about giggling, and you know, she says to me that if I said to you that would have happened when in the kitchen, something happened in your kitchen. It must have been today. Is it that something is uneven in your kitchen, like whether it's a table or it's a chair or something that's like kind of a little bit rocky?
More than likely, it's one that I'm sitting on.
All right, okay, so it's uneven and it's not sitting right on the floor then, is it?
Yeah, well, it's the screws are loose. Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, again, it's just her way of proving to you that she's around you, isn't it? You know, I would never know that information, but she understands that and she tells me that it's uneven. Excuse me. And you know, again, it's just her way of proving that you. Now, she says to me about putting her hand upon your shoulder for some reason. So you would understand that you're feeling some kind of sensation. She says to me it's like a pins and needles kind of feeling, like a slight numbness that comes down on your shoulder, comes down your back, down to the lower part of your back. Is that right?
Yes, I've experienced that.
Okay, because she makes me aware of that. Okay, that this feeling that you have, and that's, you know, when that happens, know that that's when she's close around your vibration. There, she talks to me of the book. So, are you in the middle of reading the book now? Then,
I was doing crosswords.
Okay. And she makes you aware of the book. Okay, so mm-hmm. Is that what you was just doing just before we answered your call there?
Yes, I was.
Because, again, a lovely way of her proving to you that she's with you even right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is, very much so.
Okay. And, okay, you know, I hope she's right to you now, because she says to me that you're stuck on one of them, and you've been stuck on it for a while, haven't you?
Yes.
And now, I'm not the one for crosswords, I've got to be honest, I'm absolutely useless. But she says to me, it's the first one. It goes down the page, so it's the down one, isn't it? That you're stuck
it
on.
It is.
Okay. And, you know, if I say to you that you've got the last two letters.
I do.
Right? And you don't know any of the rest, though, do you?
No.
Okay, well, I don't know what they are, I really don't. Okay, but uh-huh. She understands you've got the last two letters, but you're stuck on the... You're stuck on the other four, then, is that right? There's so altogether there's six letters there, is it?
There is, yes.
Okay. See, isn't that just wonderful? You know, of how close she is with us to prove her existence there to you. Okay.
That's,
and you know,
that's
never,
amazing.
Yeah. Well, it never ceases to amaze me. You know, the information that they come through with, because you know it comes through absolutely perfect, even though that we sat, you know, the opposite side of the world. You know, it's just wonderful, isn't it, that they can come through that close and tell us about how close they really are there, okay? Now, I know that the question that you asked me of where I see you going from here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me be completely honest here with you, and that's the only way I will work is honest. And if I said to you that, you know, you feel as if you're stuck in a pattern that you can't break free from right now, is that right?
That's correct.
And it's not for the want of trying, she says. Make sure you tell us not for the want of trying. So you've tried so hard to break free from this pattern. And I know I want to say to you, you know, it's not going to change anytime soon, okay? But the more that you work at it, because I know that you're methodical in your thinking, you like to plan things in front of you. And I know I want to say to you that the more that you're planning it, the easier it will become. Okay, you understand where I'm going with this?
I do.
Okay, so please start planning your way forward, okay? Because I know that this lady in the spirit world is so close to you that she will give you the answers. And I know that, as I've already said, that, you know, in some kind of way that you understand the spirit world, because you get lots of these feelings, you get lots of these sensations, if you like. And she wants you to know that we are really close. You know, we haven't gone anywhere, but just simply to the next dimension of life. You understand of that, yeah?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
good. Okay. Now, there's a gentleman that's just joined there, and okay. See, I feel, let's chill out a bit. Now, this gentleman, let me tell you about this gentleman I'm aware of, and I believe that he's your granddad, okay, if I'm honest, because I believe he's granddad. And as he steps forward, mm-hmm. I feel that I want to say that to you that he would have, when he passed from this life, he mm-hmm. says to me, I just slipped away. I was in my chair and I slipped away home to the spirit. So I know I passed in the home. I was sat in the comfort of my chair. And he says to me, I was happy in my chair. I liked my chair. And that's where I passed. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's quite casually dressed. So I know that he's quite casual. I know that he just wears a shirt that's open in the front, which tells me he's a casual dressed kind of fella. He's mm-hmm. quite laid back. He says to me that, you know, okay, she had all the says. And he just done what she wanted him to do. So I believe he means his partner, okay? Uh-huh. She would have told him what needs to be done. He would have just gone on and done it. Yeah. I believe as well that in some way that he was so quiet and so placid in his character that he just let her get on with it. Do you understand of what I've got?
I do. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
And he says to me, and I suppose it's a gift. And it is a gift that all men probably has, you know. I could just turn and pretend I couldn't hear sometimes. So would he complain of hard of hearing, but only on times?
That would be yes.
Because I know that I'm being told you about, it was a gift, okay. But, you know, I believe that we think that he put her on a little bit. And he says to me, not all the time, just now and again. Okay, mm-hmm. So I know that he would have switched off then, if you'll want, for a better word. Now, he tells me that he liked his programs on TV. So I know that he liked certain things on the TV that he loved watching himself. And,
yes.
You know, I believe I want to get on a horse and start riding this horse. And so would you understand if I said to you that he loved the horse racing?
He actually was into the horse racing.
There we are, because I want to get on a horse and start riding it, okay? Cause I wanna,
yes.
My poor dog, I'll be on his back now, whipping him. Come on, Molly, boy. That's what I want to do, okay?
He loved horse racing.
There we are, perfect. And, you know, but he didn't like the horses in, you know, he wouldn't go up to a horse and, you know, get on a horse himself, would he?
No, he liked betting on them.
Okay, that's fine, because it's like, you know, as I'm saying about my dog, getting on my, oh, no, I didn't want that, he says. Didn't want that. So I know that he's interested in jumping on a horse,
mm-hmm.
but you know he loved watching them. Okay, so backing the horses, and okay, now he was quite funny to have around, wasn't he?
Yes. The chances that I got to be around him, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because he makes me aware that he's quite funny to kind of be around, and you know. He has such a gentle character. He has such a gentle soul with him as he comes forward. Now, mm-hmm. he must have loved being, either loved his garden or he loved being out in his garden. Because I can see a shed, okay, if I'm honest with you, like a shed or a greenhouse or something. Like a small little building out the back.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved to be in there, didn't he?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, because that's where I can see him, that he's sat out there and he's just sat out in the shed. And for some reason there, if I say to you that he spent the latter part of his years of his life, because he must have retired or he must have stopped working or something, because he says to me, this was like my job. I loved being out here and I'd done it. So he was quite handy with his hands, wasn't he? He liked to fix things and have a go at doing things. He was quite a handy man, particularly with his hands, is that right?
Yes, that's what I've been told too, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect, okay. Because, like, I want to say to you, like, well, you know, after he finished work or after he retired or whatever it was, that he would like to make things. And it's like as if, now, I'm a smoker, shamely enough, but I know my producer doesn't like me smoking. But it's like, I want to make you something. I can make you something that would fit there. So it's like as if I want to say to you that it's like, you know, something I would have there. So whether he could have like made ashtrays or he would have made things with his hands, I believe that's what he comes through with. I could make things, okay?
Yeah, woodwork. He was more woodworking than he was anything, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I don't like him anymore because I'm a bricklayer. I'm bricklayers don't like carpenters, do we? no, all joking aside. So
that's between you two.
we we'll have a fight off here later, me and him. No, I'm only joking. Because
that's
I know he's aware of, you know, I can make things. I could have a go at doing things with my hands because he's quite handy there, okay?
Yeah.
I know that he comes through and, you know, with a great deal of respect and love there for you. And, you know, he says to me, you know, if the other two people, and I believe these two people are in your life, you know, if they would only listen, things would be so much different for you, wouldn't they?
Yes.
Okay. And, see, now he tells me that, see, you've been getting yourself all worked up of late, haven't you?
I've tried not to. I mean, I've experienced a lot in the last 2 or 3 years, so.
Okay. Now, and you know, we mentioned about your crossword that you're doing at the moment, okay? Mm-hmm. And he just makes me keep in to look at my dog. I don't know why, but he keeps making me look at my dog, okay? Now, the bottom of your cross... Now, pick up your book a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Good book. Now, the bottom, right on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
towards the right-hand side, he makes you aware of it, and I hope he's right. Where does the word dog fit there?
Is there a what?
Where does the word dog fit in your crossword?
Where does the word dog fit in my crossword? Hmm.
Down the bottom, towards the right-hand side.
Yeah. Towards the right-hand side. Bottom to the right. Hmm. Bottom right.
Because he loved doing things like this, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, the word dog would fit there somewhere.
It will fit there somewhere? Okay.
It will fit there somewhere, and I believe it's down to the bottom towards the right-hand side, because that's what he tells you. Down the bottom, on the right-hand side, dog.
Okay, I'll keep an eye out for that one there.
Okay, well, we'll...
Yeah, I don't check...
Okay, well, when it does, remember, drop me a line. You know, drop me a line on Mike at Mike Spirit FM. Drop me an email, Mike at Mike Spirit FM, and you tell me about the dog down the bottom on the right hand side. I do love hearing about you know some feedback. Has that helped a little bit there, Brenda?
Definitely, most definitely, yes. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that.
That's okay, because I know that we are running close to time, and there's a few more things I want to go through before we actually finish the show. So I'm going to leave that there with you, and I say thank you very much for calling, and thank you for allowing me to work with your lovely family in this spirit
world. You're welcome. It's our pleasure.
Thank you very much. And remember,
okay,
come over to Mike Spirit FM, and actually we'll be able to have a copy of this reading in my archives. I'll say thank you very much.
Will do, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have... come to the another end. Thank you, Robert. Actually, Robert threatened me all the way through that show that I was going to have more of that those sounds. And I think he's got another one in there for me there, Robert, have you? No, you haven't. There it is. Okay. Robert, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to keep that one specifically for the captain a fortnight Monday, a week tomorrow. When he comes on, you have to do that for him. Do it again. That's the one. You need to do that for the captain. Every time he speaks, you need to do that to him. Ladies and gentlemen, tune in to that, the Morning Meltdown show with Robert, Chris, and the captain, Quincy there. It's going to be a funny show. I just wish I could listen to all of it. Maybe I might take my laptop to work, who knows? I might just do that and listen to that show and just giggle all day. That would be so funny. But don't forget, you know, if you want to have tickets for any of these events that's coming up in May or even the one in June with myself, Nick and Oscar, you know, you can come on over to my Facebook page and find them. But let's go through May quickly again. It's Abertussog Workmen's Club on the 6th of May, which is a Sunday. It starts at 3 p.m. UK time, obviously. And then on the 12th, Saturday the 12th of May, we have the NH Trust Charity, which I'm really looking forward to that. And numbers are 01443-675-004. And you need to dial in extension 206 212 and speak to Leanne. I know that she would be happy to take your call. I know that a little bit later on that we are back down with Karen. Karen, thanks for being in the chat room. I know that you're going to post all the information again. That's the 30th of May, Crosswell Inn. That's Karen Bedford. I know that she'll post that just before we go off air. And as I said, over in June the 2nd, it's going to be me, Oscar, and Nick Humphries. I will say to you, for me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.